Well, it's time for another Mike and Mike off-air podcast. Mike O'Neill here.
Mike Pesto here, and I know it's my turn, and I know we're not supposed to date these all that much so that we can go back and listen whenever you like, but we are kind of ramping up here in the building for this year's Tulare County Fair.
Yeah.
And we love everything to do with the fair.
Kind of do.
The food, the exhibits, the food, the rides.
The food, Mike.
You get the idea. But I want to kind of open things up. If it's a Tulare County Fair memory, great. But just talk about your favorite memories from going to the fair, whether it's now as an adult taking your kids and now your grandkids, or is it as a kid being taken with your parents? Again, whether it was the Tulare County Fair, I know you've lived in quite a few places. I have as well. And I kind of let you know about this one a little bit ahead of time. Is there a certain, and you're pumping your fists already. I take it there's something that just came to mind with this.
Well, you clicked it. I've been the Tulare County Fair. You know me. All I see is straight ahead. Don't look left. Don't look right. Ever. And I forgot about the Mid-State Fair. I do have great, some other stuff I can talk about the Tulare County Fair. But my wife was one of those gals who back in the day when she was 16 years old, she had a Def Leppard poster on her wall, like every other girl her age.
And Poison, and oh yeah.
Yeah, and the point of this is, I'm reasonably good friends with the guy who takes care of business for the concerts and such at the Mid-State Fair. And when I got tickets to go to the fair, I called him up and I said, "What dude will it take to get me backstage to meet the band?" He said, "You're covered." I didn't tell her.
So she knew she was going to the show.
But she didn't know she was going backstage.
Wow.
So we went to the show, and I said, "Hey, we have to do something before we go," because it was a pre-show.
Oh,
backstage.
Yeah.
"Hey, before we get our seats, I know I can see the air. We're good to go." And I know her. She thought, "Oh, he wants to get a pizza or some food, because I don't drink."
Again, fair food.
If it had been her, yeah. If it had been her, it would have been, "We're going to get you a beer." But for me, it was, you know, anyways, I said, "We got to go take care of something." We're going, "Okay, whatever." I was going, "Okay, whatever." And said, "I need you to follow me." And I knew right where to go because I used to work on the coast for the other jug before I came here. I'm very familiar with the lay of the land over at the fair. So I said, "Follow me." And I headed right to where I knew I needed to go. Saw my guy. He waved me and he goes, "What are we doing?" She was absolutely bewildered.
So she still didn't know.
No clue.
Walking backstage through the...
It was just in a green room. It wasn't literally backstage.
Okay.
And it was, and we walked around the corner, and I saw the band right away, and I just looked at my wife's face and just my then 50-something wife went all fangirl. It was so, it was actually really sweet. She was overwhelmed, and I kind of had to hold her, and she got to meet Rick and all the guys. And I'll tell you what, I mean, these guys have been around for 100 years. They were so nice. They shook her hand. They thanked her for, you know, listening, and they were truly, truly kind. And they could see that she was losing her mind.
Completely not fair related, but that kind of brings up a sore subject for me. I was going to go see them on their Hysteria tour, and my girlfriend and I at the time had like broken up like 48 hours before the show.
Oh, man.
And I was one of those high school romances that you swear this is the one. Forever. And I was heartbroken, and I just didn't feel like going and didn't go. And that was my one chance to see them with what turned out to be one of their best touring albums of all time. And I've heard legendary stories about that particular tour. I could have been there in the audience to see that, and it never happened. So thanks.
Well, there... They're an interesting band. I know, yeah, this isn't about fairs either, but they're really interesting because knowing a little bit about stage sound and how that sort of thing works, they use more compression than any band I've ever heard in my life. And as a result, those four guys make this great, big sound that just fills up. You know how big that arena is?
Oh, yeah.
It's 10,000 strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And bam, they were so loud in there. But every little detail, every little definition, they really are incredibly good.
Since we
not making any better for you, sorry. But if you ever do get a chance, they are as billed.
Thanks. Again, I appreciate you just picking at that wound now. since we're talking about the Mid-State Fair, you brought up that I completely forgot about a memory. We took our son Anthony there years ago. And at the time, his favorite artist was Brantley Gilbert.
Yep.
I mean, he just loved everything about him. And we also got backstage to meet him. And I forget the name of the song now, but he had a favorite song. I think this actually made more impact with him than getting backstage to meet Brantley was when that song started. He started like crying. He was so excited about hearing it. And I put him up on my shoulders so he could get a better view. And then security told me to take him down, which I did. But
I love that stuff.
I get more out of, and maybe this will be a subject for another podcast at some point, but I think I've always been someone who gets more out of doing something for someone else than having that experience for myself. And at some point, I'll tell this story about when I worked for the Oakland A's and their flagship radio station, KFRC in San Francisco, and I had a media credential and how I almost lost it because of what I did with it. But again, we'll hit that some other time.
Looking forward to it. I have a free concert story like that with Luke Bryant 1,000 years ago. Luke had two hits, and it was a million years ago, and we were on the very, very hot tarmac over at the Outlet Center. And I grabbed my little son, who was maybe seven at the time, grabbed his hand and said, "Come here, let's go for a walk, dude." And and Luke was in one of the empty stores. It was the green room of the day for the show. And I said, "Come on, let's go in here." And I walked in and he saw Luke and he literally fell down. I had to pick him up and hold him so he felt safe. And he got to make, and Luke was the sweetest sugar. Just, he really is the best. But I mean, are those not the best moments to be a dad? The very, very best moments. But back to the fair.
Yeah, I have a memory. Actually, it's a constant memory. We grew up, my family and I, very close to the Illinois-Wisconsin border. We lived in Illinois. Not once did we ever go to the Illinois State Fair, which was in Springfield, which was 3+ hours away. But the Wisconsin State Fair, I believe, either was or maybe even still is in Madison, which was only an hour and a half or so away because we live that close to the border. So every year we would go to the Wisconsin State Fair. And Wisconsin, a lot of cheese stuff and things of that. Their roasted corn on the cob there was incredible. But every year, I forget exactly where it was, they'd have the Budweiser Clydesdales there.
Nice.
And as a kid, being able to see those, and they were as big as dinosaurs as far as I was concerned.
Aren't they crazy big?
And seeing them, and then some will roll their eyes at this, but as a kid, I love this, the tractor pulls. And the big weights on it, and whether it was a souped-up tractor or whatever it was, and just spinning out and pulling that weight and eventually getting to the point where the weight was so much, it just was just spinning its wheels in the dirt. We, at that point, my sister and I would get down to the front row in the hopes of getting mud sprayed on us.
With the craziest, blackest smoke you've ever seen coming out of those things. I've been many times here. I actually, there's a side of me that enjoys that as well, for whatever it's worth. I like those polls. Yeah, that's pretty cool. My local fair story is just, it's fairly generic, but it's just as a result of my life. I was always on the air. And for when I was on KJUG for years and years and years, I was out live, backstage live, and we got to broadcast live back there. And it was exciting to see the sound checks, the artists come through.
Oh, yeah.
I get to interview all of them. And I've interviewed, as a result, so many country stars as a result of the Tulare County Fair. Both Soul to Soul tours came through.
Very cool. So it came through the actual Tulare County Fair, not just an off. Oh, wow.
And we saw them falling in love. You could see it. You could touch it. You could see these. My wife was there. Yeah, they are. It's happening. We're going to find out about this. And it was just sweet. And that year, Faith was sick as a dog with the flu.
Aww.
And probably the nicest human being I've ever interviewed. Sick as a dog. Probably wish she was 800 other places.
Yeah.
But smiled, was incredible, and got up there and knocked it straight out of the park on stage. She was amazing. But anyway, but the long story short is this. So I would do that, and the kids are going around, you know, all around all day long, and then we would all meet up. And the joke was, all right, everybody to the Jockey Club, back when the Jockey Club existed. And that used to be where you got the best steak dinner at the fair.
Interesting.
And so we would, well,
okay.
And we would meet up there. You know, steak loving dad would get his dinner, Sean, who's just as bad. And then we'd continue on, and I'd go on the rides, you know, and I'd take Sean on the rides second and third trip for it by then. And I'd get to enjoy that part of it. So I get to be the dad then. So I got to be the radio guy on the first half of the day and dad on the second half of the day. And we always looked forward to the fair. And at that point, we had a bunch of couple friends that were also packed in with the ladies. So the ladies were, had their stroller brigade, everything hanging off of them by now. And you know, those were the days. Unfortunately, a lot of those, most of those couples have broken up and moved on. And so we don't have a lot of those same friends, but I do have good memories of the Tulare County Fair.
One of the things that the Tulare County Fair has that I've not seen at, I don't think any other fair, is where they have the ranger station area.
Yeah.
Where you actually can, if you've never done this, you have to do it. And I would bypass that area almost all the time until one year our daughter just dragged us into there. I'm like, wow, what's the big deal? I mean, this is an area that we walk past. There's no food here. I'm here for the food and here for the animal exhibits. Let's go to the animals. She's like, let's go in here. And they had the tree there, and you actually get a chance to saw off a little, like, one and a half inch portion of it, and they take a hot brand and they brand it. And that's a free souvenir you get at the fair.
Still in my living room, Michael.
Yep, we have, the kids have both of theirs, still in good shape, so we don't necessarily have to stop by this year, but I'm sure they're going to want to, because again, it jumps out at me because it's free. And secondly, it jumps at the kids because it's something that they get to kind of make and see made with the branding iron. It's just, the whole experience is great. And again, I've not seen that at any other fair, including the Mid-State Fair.
But we do have a butter cow. At least we used to. I don't know if they still do, but I had to say that because everybody's like, oh, God, the butter cow. But it was there for years and years and years and years, just like back in the day when we had the big, huge grandstand shows. And we did for years and years and years. The shows would be on the grandstand on what is now, you know, Thunderbolt. And, oh, man, in February, the tickets would go on sale, and we would be Coffee and Donuts, K-Jug, out on Martin Luther King, broadcasting live for the pre-sale. And we would announce who it is.
Okay.
And, bam, people would come by the tons and start to get there. And that was a big, good memory. The fair used to – it's still a lot of fun, but there were aspects that I missed that were a lot of fun, too. I'd love to see a grandstand show there again sometime.
I think it's one of those things – where, because I've moved around as much as I have, I don't like going back and visiting. I would not want to go back to the Wisconsin State Fair again, because in my memory, it was grandiose. It was A+. Whatever it is now, I'm sure I've romanticized it in my mind so much that it never really was like that. But as a kid, it certainly was. So I'm sure some of the memories that maybe you have are because of what it does to your heartstrings.
Absolutely.
Maybe it feels bigger than it is. Whereas people who go to the fair this year, this is going to be their greatest experience ever. They'll be talking about the 2023 Tulare County Fair 15, 20 years from now, because something about that fair is going to tug at their heartstrings.
I have a 2.5-year-old grandson. This will be the first time that he'll probably remember it. We just took him to Playland last weekend. And, oh, my goodness, we were so lucky because everything was a walk-on Labor Day. I don't know why, but when we got to the end of it, this makes sense because my daughter turned to me and goes, you know what? I don't know if I'll even take Aiden on the fair rides this year because we feel like we've done it. It was a very, very much, you know, it was like being in the kids section and the real baby rides, and Aiden went on everything.
And he's going to wonder, why can't we just jump on the ride? Why do we have to stand in this line?
Yeah, so but we're still going to give it a shot because at the very least, he does have to see the animals and that sort of thing. So, gosh, Tulare County Fair, it's right around the corner, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, those are my best and fastest to mind memories.
Yeah, I think I got a couple of mine in there as well. So please get out to this year's Tulare County Fair. We will actually be out there quite a bit, so whatever day it is, just listen to my 97.5. You'll hear Mike O'Neill. You'll hear Mike Pesto. Jennifer Grant may stop by as well.
Mike will be eating a corn dog.
Yeah,
this Mike, for
sure. I'll try not to talk with my mouth full. And enjoy the fair with us.